When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
What did this Kenny send to contract?
He a grown-ass man.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Get better, Steph.
All right, thanks,
and
Steph.
Play tomorrow for Norm.
Appreciate it. Anthony Edwards will be there.
Not Edwards. All Norm right. And Curry got a connection, and I'm getting them out the house, man.
Oh.
Shout out Raymond Ritter, man.
Who would you rather see, Curry or Anthony Edwards?
Curry?
Stop.
What do you mean?
He got,
is that really a question?
You guys can do politics then.
Who?
Come on, it's Curry. Come on, man. Kick a guy when he's hurt, man. The dude signed a jersey for you. Steph, we need
it's
a
the least
version.
He could do after I've done for him for 15 years.
You doubted him.
I never doubted him.
He respects you.
Yeah, you're right. I doubted that he was going to become one of the greatest players the history of the game has ever seen.
We love you, Chef.
And yet, surprisingly, they can't win a game with him right now.
I owe Curry nothing.
No, I owe him.
You owe him. You owe him big time.
Actually, no, I don't.
I got the picture in my phone when we were at the cafeteria. The smile and joy on your face is one of a little boy. When you were holding up the jersey and I took the snapshot.
It's called posing for the photo.
But then it's turning red because you were beaming. It's all good. Just embrace it.
I won't.
What's your problem?
This is what we're talking about. And it's a simple question, Warrior fans. By the way, here's what's going on today. Let me give you the lowdown. We're going to go Warriors first half of the show, and then we're getting into the Niners the second half of the show. We got Ted Wynn coming up at noon. He is an X and O guru, and he'll talk 49ers football with us. And then we've got David Haw. He's a co-host of Mully and Haw in Chicago at 670 The Score.
Okay.
And he's a Bears guy, and of course, we'll talk to him about the Mike Florio sound about Kyle Shanahan getting traded,
okay,
and what they would possibly think about that in Chicago.
Now, I was shocked.
I have a feeling I know.
Okay, because you said something yesterday that had me talking to myself in the caddy. It was actually profound. But you are right, Steiny. Teams that fire their coach, they're the best version of themselves that first game after. And if you watch the Bears this season, I mean, they've been in games, Steiny. So I guess I'm saying that to say this won't be easy Sunday for the Niners. But Dre Greenlaw might be back for the Rams that following Thursday night here in at Levi's. So that's, could you imagine if somehow they could just get hot?
Not right now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how they could somehow get hot.
I get that.
But maybe they can.
Yeah.
Maybe they can. Oh. Oh.
We all right?
You don't get those alerts?
And I'm getting bothered. They don't care about me at AT&T.
Let's get to the crux of the matter.
Tsunami warning.
Is that what it is? For where?
I thought it was for Goose Waves.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a four.
Wow.
That's a four.
Wow, Evan, I'm going to give you.
And now it vanished.
But you should have it on silent. But even if you do, that's going off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's
not on my phone.
Steve, who are the Warriors?
We are a really good team. We're fourth in the league in defense. We have not made shots during this stretch, which is, you know, in the modern NBA, often just the difference between winning and losing. Who's making threes and who's not? And right now we're not making threes, and I think in the midst of that, we lost a little confidence. We lost a little defensive edge. And so I think that, you know, while we're in the midst of this streak, I still see a really good team with great chemistry, great energy, guys care about each other, they work hard, and I'm confident that if we can stay relatively healthy, that, you know, what you've seen through 20 games is who we are, which is a 50-win team. And you just, you know, it's never perfectly linear how you get there. You're going to have some good stretches and some bad stretches, and we've obviously had both. But I really like this team, and I think we're going to be really good.
I believe he believes that, but I got to tell you, from a fan standpoint, I wish right now, today after 20, they were a 2 or 3 seed, because we got off to that great start, but now it's starting to reality setting in. And when you look at the Warriors and they're above 500, Sonny, they're still in the now the play-in. And I know the season's
six.
Not,
they're 6.
Well, I thought I had them at 7 here.
I thought they were 6. I mean, the Wolves are howling, but they're still
they
in 10th or 11th.
They butt last night. Does that make you feel good? You can be honest. Yeah, Stoney, they're 6. You're right. So okay. They're not in the plan.
So let's get into it, Warrior fans. At 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a simple question. You think this team's a 50-win team? Because if you think it's a 50-win team, then this is just a bump in the road, which is understandable because you're going to go through highs and lows. But the question is, do you think they're a 50-win team like Steve Kerr? And if I'd have to bet right now, and he's saying 50, I got to take the under.
I would take the under. And I got to take the under. And you could say, oh, Guru again. Steiny, with Melton, I'll bet the 50 over. Without him and no moves
made. Well,
he's
not going to be here.
And
no Melton's not coming back.
I hope I'm wrong. Okay. It wouldn't be the first time on a bet, but I'm taking the under.
I think I'd have to take the under, too.
And the cold part about this, we talk about it with the Niners. Their lives are, and everything is still in front of them because of the division they're in, so they still got action. Steiny, we saw it last year, man. You could say, hey, individually we won 46-4, but if it's not good enough, it's not good enough. And last year it wasn't. And that's what's bothering me, too, is they're in the Western Conference.
Well, that's not going to change.
Wow.
And while it works for the 49ers, it don't work for the Warriors. And, you know, the whole thing about how many games you have to win, like a lot of that's out of your control. And we saw that the last 2 years. They won 44 2 years ago, was good enough for 6th. 46 last year, couldn't get them out of the play-in.
But what's that tell you?
It tells me that 44 could get you 6th this year, but 49 might not be enough.
And to me, that means your conference is also getting better too.
Exactly. And the conference's young teams are starting to get more and more experience. And yes or no, Warrior fans, are you buying Steve Kerr saying that this is a 50-win team? It doesn't look like one the last 5 games.
Right. All right.
It kind of looked like one the first 12.
Man.
So what do you guys think, Warrior fans? Do you just kind of hold the line right here with this squad, assuming that Steph and Draymond are going to be managed, let's just say, manage well over this stretch, and maybe they'll just miss a couple games and they'll be right back at it. I mean, that to me is the other thing. It's not that if Steph and Draymond both play 60 to 65 games, to me, there's a difference between, well, how's it managed? Like, I don't want them, we can't have one of those guys missing 15 games in a row.
Oh, man.
Now, I think we can overcome, and when I say we, I'm talking as a Warrior fan, but I think we could overcome load management that picks a guy out of the lineup here and there when he needs a break. But I do think there's a difference there in if you're going to get to 60 or 65 games, how do you get there?
Now, I want to just double back to Wes Oakland Holloway's call, because the Warriors were a dynasty, right? And I think it's unfair to say they missed on their first round picks when a lot of times they were at the bottom. But how fair is it that they did have before they won their last championship, the number 2 pick, and it didn't hit? How fair is it? What he was insinuating that they haven't hit on those picks. Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman.
It's very fair. It's very fair, and I'm with you. I thought that the Warriors got hammered too hard when they were drafting at the back of the first round.
Bales.
For picking players that you have to kind of take a chance on, and they hit on a couple, Looney. Jordan Bell helped him for a couple years, but they also had, what, Jacob Evans, somebody who didn't pan out, and then eventually, Pascal's another one, but I mean, he wasn't a high pick. But no, when you have the number two pick, now he's turned into nobody, he's literally nobody, that's a problem. And then Jonathan Kuminga has this number seven pick. You know, I actually think you picked an 18-year-old at number seven. That's still not a bad pick. I don't think Kuminga was a bad pick. I just think we have to be prepared to wait a little longer for him to reach his potential. And Moody, you know.
Do you have that time to wait? Again, this no shade.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't think you do.
Well, and that's what's unsolvable to me. Like and I'm not saying you're there, like that's the point. And that's what I'm talking about with Steph Curry. When you talk about we got to maximize Steph's window, then all of a sudden there's an unbelievable time constraint on what you have to do and how fast you have to do it. And that sounds to me like a little place of desperation.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, then
urgency.
Well, then how often does a guy hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth to win a game? I mean, it feels like sometimes that's what we're expecting. And I just think the more I think about it, maybe we were a little unrealistic about the expectations of this team once they got off to that 10-2 start.
And when they is in the organization, right? Because you could say what you want about Pods. What he did last year, and I said this last year, you tell me, Stoney, if I'm fronting, because I'm not lying, as much as I love Pods, the impact he had I thought was an indictment on other guys on the roster that opportunity was there for a first-year player to come and seize it, and he did. But what if Jonathan Kuminga could have, and I know you're going to say people out there, oh, Toronto and the Magic aren't playing high-leverage basketball games, but if Magic he could further down the road like a Wagner and Scotty Barnes just in regard to his game, what would he then be and what would this team be? Like, they're dying for Kuminga to take the bull by the horns, and he can't crack the starting lineup if a guy's not injured. And I'm not saying he can't or won't, but right now, Stoney, the siren is red for me that they need that infusion of something. And right now, I'm looking at the roster not knowing if somebody's going to step up.
You know, the thing about...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuminga, that's such a shame, is now you're in a position with Kuminga after 4 years where he's got an uncertain future. And like, I do blame the organization for this. And you drafted an 18-year-old. Are you really telling me you're going to put in 4 years of work with a flat-out project when he got drafted? A flat-out project. You're going to do the work for 4 years with this guy.
Wow.
Knowing damn well he's still only 22, but we don't, like, the idea of, well, when I keep saying, you know, he could be really good at 26, that's not good enough. Like, that's a fundamental issue that you got to deal with. Then you got to either move him or you've got to say, no, we still believe in Jonathan Kuminga, and we know at 26, he's going to be a hell of a player. And you know what? With or without Steph Curry, we can't give this guy up because he represents some hope for the future after Steph Curry. Like,
that's a wild.
My point is, when you put the onus on everything for Steph, I think you're setting yourself up to fail, because what you're asking to happen is a long shot. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go real quick to Marcus in Pacifica. What's up, Marcus?
Good morning, gents. I just wanted to jump in. To answer the question, the current roster, I do not believe, is a 50-win team. Early success, I think, was attributed to the fact that, you know, Draymond and Steph were able to really play at a certain level. As the season is going on, we're starting to see that, you know, the 30-minute mark that Kerr had set for them, I think they might even have to pull that back a little. And with that being said, there's not the guys on the roster that are going to be able to step up. Buddy Hield has been Buddy Hield. He had a good run there for a minute, but he's starting to slow down. Defenses have adjusted. You know, Pods is going to still be Pods. He's not that guy that can really hit those open shots. And I would hope that the Warriors have set a standard as far as what their threshold is. And looking at their 22 roster when they won the championship, you know, we've replaced solid superstars in Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole. Wiggins that year played like Wiggins has never played ever in his career, and he hasn't played like that again. Mm. You know, guys like Bielitsa, Otto Porter Jr., I mean, they're just guys that were able to fill in. Juan Toscano-Anderson. You know, they just don't have those guys. Lindy Waters is not that guy.
Right.
Nice guy. You know, you root for him, but they just don't have those people on the roster. They're going to have to make a move. I don't know if Brandon Ingram or Vucevic, if there's any legitimacy to even try and get these guys. But if they're serious about winning, they're going to have to make a move, and they need a consistent second scorer that can step in and be the number one on nights as well.
Man. That's something I agree with, too. And I think when you say they need a one, it's a real buzzword, because it sounds like an insult to Steph Curry. But I like the way that he said it was, some nights you're going to need a player who's got to be the one.
Yeah.
Well, those guys, man, they just don't grow on trees.
But you think you have two of them. I'm keeping it real. And we've seen it in the first, the second, third quarters, and sometimes at the end of games. I just feel like Kuminga or Wiggins could be that guy. And you're probably going to say, Guru, when are you going to stop saying it? And I'm going to, when the plug's pulled. But well, I don't think I'm saying it. Every game that the Warriors run out that tandem or this team, they're hoping for it too.
Why don't we have the discussion this way? Because I think this is more fair. Okay, I'll meet you halfway. I think Kuminga can be that guy too. But not now. He's not ready for that role right now.
Wow, man.
And Wiggins is Wiggins. So, like, if I'm not under the illusion that either one of those guys this year is going to be the guy we're talking about.
And that's why I want
to. I have to go on the past.
I got you. And I'm going to say this. You talked about, to the caller's point, that Kuminga, are you really going to invest 4 years and say bye-bye?
Yeah.
Well, Steiny, it could really be 3.5. And if you allow me to introduce my scoreboard on the Kuminga front, the fact that they said pause on the new contract for whatever reason, that leads me to believe the scoreboard's reading he might be somewhere else more than brought back.
It's possible. It's possible.
And that 4 might be 3.5 if you pull a trade off that includes him.
It's possible. It's possible. So what do you do?
This is
Warrior
man.
Fans. And again, the question is, do you think this is a 50-win team? Because Steve Kerr came on these airwaves yesterday and said, hey, who is this team? What is this team? He said, we're a good team. We're 12-8. That's 50 wins. Essentially, it is. And we're going through a rough patch here. We're not making shots. We still have the 4th best defense in the league. That surprises me, but I don't pretend to look at defensive stats every single night. I wouldn't have thought they're the 4th best defensive team, but if that's their ranking, that's their ranking, and then they can pinpoint more of the issues on offense. But the other thing is, when you talk about we're not making threes, well, how good a 3-point shooting team is this, really? I mean,
it wasn't a good one last year.
Right, and they went out and got Buddy Hield, and even though he's struggling, he's still probably shooting over 40 from three. Steph's still shooting over 40 from three. Draymond's over 40 from three.
Wiggins
is up in the high 30s. So maybe they are a better 3-point shooting team than they've shown the last half dozen or so games. I don't know what
so
the answer
when
is.
When you describe it like that, Steiny, I feel like, you know what, is there. It's just now it's got to pop.
Okay,
and maybe it popped early, and now it's fizzling, but, you know, it's got to pop. Put the popcorn back in the microwave.
And I guess what I'm saying is, what's there? What does that mean? You know, if you, like you saying,
firepower.
Okay, but
offensive.
But what is the result? Like, how good are you then if everybody's there and they do their jobs?
Their record where they got off to 10-2. Then when it's not there, and that's what's concerning me, even against the likes of Brooklyn at home, where the faucet in regard to your offense just stops, the water's cut off, I'm starting to believe, like it's Jekyll and Hyde. Which one are they?
Yeah, and that's why.
I get Kerr saying we're a good team, and he's right now, but man.
And that's why I've got my big picture is kind of what I ended yesterday's show with when we were talking about what should you do? Who should go? Who should stay? Do you sit tight? Do you not? I got to see more. I've got to see them play at least 15 more games, and I've got to see what Draymond and Steph do in the next month or so with their age and their injuries. Because right now, I don't even know what does this team need, if it even needs something.
And score, size.
Well,
a shot creator. That's at the top of my list.
All right, and let's say you need all three of those things in a big way. Well, who are we kidding? Like, who are we kidding then? Mm. We need a big guy.
Oh,
we need a number two scorer, and we need, what was the third one?
Size.
Size.
Yeah. Well, you said big guy, but yeah.
I don't know.
I pat myself on the back for my analogy game sometimes, Tony, but honestly, and I used this a couple of days ago, and I'm going to double back and do it again. I just need a letter grade, and it's okay if you give me an F on using my situation here at the station. I won the contest, and had to prove my worth, and it took years. They didn't just put me in drive time the morning or the evening. They didn't, because they had talent greater than myself, and I had to prove myself. I bring that up because Pods was able to come in, nothing against him, and have an impact. Lindy Waters III was your starting point guard for a few games by necessity, and I think that's an indictment on the roster. Is that fair or foul that guys, Lindy Waters' name could have been Earl Brown? The fact that they needed you and inserted you into a lineup that normally it should have been too thick for you to crack, is that valid or an indictment on the roster construction that guys could get it that quick, the opportunity?
It shows you where they are. It shows you where they are. It's like if you would have, they put you on Sunday nights. Well, maybe because you won a contest for a national radio show. I mean, if you would have gone maybe to Dubuque or Des Moines, you would have gotten drive time.
I got you.
And Brandon Pajemski didn't get drafted by WFAN or WIP in Philly. He got drafted by a station in Indianapolis.
But they still had heavyweights like Walter Cronkite, Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
But
Gary Radney. You know, you're around champions.
That doesn't guarantee you anything to be around champions.
Well, and he sees the moment because I feel like nobody else did.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you that, Wiseman got drafted and Kuminga got drafted onto a team that was committed to winning a championship. They're not now. Like, that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, why are we saying they can make a run and they're a championship-type team and they're a 50-win team if we don't think Pods is that great and we don't think Kuminga can take the next step anytime soon? Like, I'm telling you right now, would you really trade Jonathan Kuminga because you can't wait 3 years for him to reach his potential?
Hell yes.
And that's where I question the philosophy of making those moves all for Steph Curry when you're still trying to thread a needle that is so narrow as to be maybe unrealistic. That's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at noon, we got Ted Wynn of The Athletic. We'll get into Niners talk, but first, we're getting into the Golden State Warriors. They've lost 5 in a row, and they got a back-to-back against Houston and Minnesota at Chase Center tonight and tomorrow. And they need to get a win first and foremost. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal, 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
I was at the Circa. Putting in work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's all locking in for me.
Give Evan the bucket for that, because we use that more now than ever. Lock in. But go ahead. What's locking in?
It's just hit me. You brought up the fact that you won a contest.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
2012, April.
Oh, my gosh, 12 years.
Yep.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say 8 before you really got up.
Right, yeah.
Let's say
Norm was like, son, it's over. It ain't going to pop. Yeah.
So the 415 goes, no. What the guy goes by. No. That's so badass that you won a contest, Guru, and that you've done such high-level work since then. Props, sir.
Oh, wow.
But
there are nice people.
This is
there.
What I'm getting at. I think you're probably in your prime right now.
Well, some would say past.
Who I think you are? You're Kuminga. You're Kuminga. And it would have been like.
Well, that means you ain't got my chicken yet.
22 years old, also.
Don't you get it? You won a contest and you started working and you had a lot to learn.
Yeah.
and you paid the price, and you put in the time, and you took the advice of veterans, and you put your nose to the grindstone, and after 4 or 5 years, you became a finished product.
But this timeline,
yeah. Rush.
Yeah.
Progress.
Well, you're talking to the powers to be.
No.
Because now it seems like the plug could be pulled on his tenure here.
Right. I'm and it would have been like and that. It would have been like if you got the ball rolling here, we lived with some of your growing pains, which were very few and far between. And then it was like, holy hell, I think we got something here. Well, what do we got? I don't know, but I think in 2 or 3 years it's going to be really good. Well, we got to get rid of him. Why? Because even though we know he's going to be good in 3 years, it has to happen now, which is unfair to ask him in the first place because he didn't have any radio experience.
But life, that's life. Well, things are, you know,
but then,
put upon you that you don't see and you got to adjust on the fly. Just let me finish this, Donnie. With everything you just said, now I feel more empowered to say, do you not want to turn around when somebody like myself or Coach Invalejo says you owe it to yourself and the player to give him that 30 minutes a night?
He's getting it.
Yeah. He played 29.
If he can't get 30 minutes a night without Draymond Green playing, then
no, it's
wrong.
Bigger than that. It's with reality is with Draymond playing.
My big point stands. My big point stands. And that is, you drafted a kid at 18. Are you really going to see him through till 22, 23, do all the work or most of it in developing the kid, acknowledging that he's going to be a lot better 4 years from now? But you know what? We can't keep him because it's all about now and Steph Curry. That,
wow.
I do have a little bit of trouble with. Because
yeah,
I think what you're searching for isn't out there.
Then he should, okay. Or, no shade of Kuminga. He shouldn't have been the pick at that time because you should have thought about, again,
Let's be honest with what happened. When he got drafted and Wiseman got drafted, the Warriors thought their title window was pretty much over.
You believe that?
Absolutely, I believe that. And they drafted a couple guys that they thought could take the mantle from Steph, Clay, and Draymond right about now or in a year or two.
Well, I mean, Wiseman started. So
he had to.
Well, again, Stoddy, that's why they drafted him. That was in position of need and hope. And they inserted him right away because they thought maybe he could get it.
Okay, well, they made a mistake. And maybe that's the thing. Where they're at right now, they made two big mistakes with Wiseman and with Kuminga. And you know what? Maybe now the chickens are coming home to roost because Wiseman should be 25 years old and a legitimate center in the league, and he's not. And I guess you thought Kuminga would be further along, even though he's 22 years old and never played a stitch of college basketball. So I hear everything you're saying.
I hear what you're saying.
But that's like, I think if it's all about Steph right here, right now, no compromises, well, guess what? That puts you way more in a box and in a corner than you want. And there's no guarantee that what you're sniffing around is out there.
Well, let's do this. I'm watching the Raptors the other night, and I don't know what they got going, but they got a couple pieces. And somehow, Siakam is available. Wouldn't you just give your right arm of what you'd have to give up to go bring that type of player to put alongside Steph and Dre? Like, that's what I think their options are. And it might not work, but at least you say, we did it. Stoney, I'm sorry. If there's not a safe somebody outside of Dre Steph on this roster that would prevent me from trying to go up, picks included, to go get a guy like a Siakam.
Well, I would not automatically conclude that Draymond couldn't be traded. Like, if
Well, then it's Stoney, I mean, the real, bottom line over is, if he's gone. Like now they're tied. They're married at the hip now.
Wow.
Let's keep it real.
Okay. Well, then again, think about what you're trying to do. It's impossible. It's impossible.
I get it, man.
What, are you going to keep Draymond, keep one other guy? You're not going to let's move Pods and Moody for marketing. I know they can't even trade him for now. I think we've been...
But this is the reality of where they're at.
Right. And so
nobody's being negative. I'm just
No, but there's an unreality that there's something out there that's going to magically change the dynamic of this team.
But you never know. And you were the guy saying, Goo, why are you so down on going in? And I was like, I don't know about playing 11 and 12, but you kept saying the deadline, the deadline, the deadline.
No, I know.
Now, to me, that and the deadline could be tomorrow. Who knows? But... Stani, in life, things happen to where opportunities arrive. Did the Niners see McCaffrey being available? And it changed their, you know, they still didn't win it all.
That's true. I think I don't know. The Niners, were the Niners closer than than the Warriors are now? Let's get into some calls. Let's go to Chucky D in Concord.
Chuck.
What's up, Chucky D? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Stani. I remember the first time I always hear you on the radio. Yeah. But never really seen you till I went to in Concord, Friedman.
Oh,
I
mean,
you had that show outside.
Yeah, uh-oh. Chucky. And, yeah, thanks.
Brought you the beer, too.
Yes, you did. Uh-oh. Yes, you did. Appreciate it. Now listen, Chucky. Yeah. The one thing I do know is you didn't pay for the beer because it was at Friedman's, but you did tap it for me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, man, you're the best, Tommy.
Oh, thank you.
And Guru, you're right there, too.
All right on, man. I appreciate
you. All the time. Hey, you know, what I want to say about this whole thing, you know, I've been a Warrior fan since I moved to California in 1986. Mm. I went through the losses, the depression, the rotating doors, all these players. If I go back over the list, you'll probably laugh. But the thing, you know, we won with Steve, and I just think Steve Kerr is kind of, he did his thing, but I think it's out of his hands now. He cannot handle young players. Mm. He puts in, I'm sure the draft doesn't happen in a vacuum where he doesn't have any input. So he helped to bring these guys here. And then, when they're not functioning as well as they want, it's like, oh, the guys are this. The guy, Kuminga is a very young. I mean, when you look at his talent, you gotta see that this guy is gonna be a star. Some, you know, maybe a couple of years from now. But
oh, Chucky, we lost him.
Can't develop young players, and it's him. I think the whole problem we have here is Steve Kerr not knowing how to infuse young talent with the regular roster. And so he's in this scratching his head and acting like his head's on fire and this is a problem and the Pods is a problem. The problem is, honestly, man, the problem is Steve Kerr. We need to get somebody who can develop young players and blend them with the talent we have.
Appreciate it, Chucky.
Now, I'm just keeping it real for the people out there. Love Chucky, Stani. You got to give Kerr credit for Pods, right? Made all-rookie team. I just know it's not about individual accolades.
I mean, the all-rookie team, I don't like.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me.
Serious?
No, because I've seen a lot. You know what?
But he was a plus last year is what I'm saying. Yes, Pods was.
Like, and I'm not saying he's Eric Paschal, but Eric Paschal was.
I got that.
First team all-rookie.
I get
it. He's not in the league. Like, that's the other thing. Like, you can have a good rookie year. That doesn't mean you have staying power. Mm. Maybe he doesn't have staying power. I will say this, and we kind of got touched on this yesterday, Goo, is, you know, look, Steve Kerr, as long as Steph's here, I don't think Kerr's going anywhere. But I do think it's fair that, you know, Kerr's got this year and next year. It's like, if you have to go in a different direction, I think it's very fair to say, do we want another coach in here?
Yeah.
And I think it's very logical to say, yeah, let's get another coach in here to take this team to, you know, because we know we have to pivot or transition, and that's not what we think Steve's great at, or even if it's just we need a change. But I don't think we know Steve's not going anywhere as long as Steph's here.
Washburn was on that 86 Warrior team with Mullen, Joe Barry Carroll, Pervis Short.
There you go. Jose's in Mountain View. What's up, Jose? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, look, I'm like the previous caller.
I've been a huge fan of the Warriors since I moved here, like in 84. And I've been through it. I remember going to the games before on TMC, and dude, there was nobody there, man. And so it's great to have this discussion now about what to do.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the team that we have. I think we just need to have scrappiness and toughness. Ride this out. These last 2 years were tough. We're not going to get any trade value for the players that we do have. There is no KD to come in here. There isn't that option for us to go and tap into again. So ride with what you have. The other question is, who do you pick? Would you rather, you invested so much investment and future potential with Pajemski, but it seems like he got that more than Kuminga did when he started. And so who has more potential? Who has more value to the team? Who's more explosive? Someone like Pajemski or Kuminga? And I like to think that that's the example that we should look at for when we look at Steve Kerr and his handling of young players. I think he preferred to deal with Pajemski for whatever reason because he saw something as opposed to Kuminga, which he's been seeing more and more of lately. So he handled both of those two guys differently.
Right.
And I don't understand that. So if we could have Steve here finish out his contract, great. But I want to keep Kuminga because I like to see what we have with him, because if we just let him go, we did this for what then?
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and
that's all I have, guys.
No, I appreciate it. And that's why if you're going to move Kuminga, you better get a player who can play more than the next 2 years here.
And to be fair, when Kuminga was drafted, the team was at a different phase of its life. And I'll say this, Carter Chickering got my ear about the Rookie of the Year. No shaded pods. And I love this guy. Tyreek Evans got Rookie of the Year. And what happened? And I thought he was a baller, Steiny.
I would have bet on.
I loved his game, man. Bet, but he was a badass. Now he got a contract from the Kings.
I would have bet that Guru loved Tyreek Evans.
Played with him at the 24-hour fitness one time too.
You remember who the runner-up was that year? 2009.
Steph, I believe.
Wow. Yeah. Look at E.
Yeah. You know? Do you know that?
Boy, they got it wrong, man.
They could have cut off Tyreek Evans' left hand, and he would have been the same player.
His body broke down, but
his left hand never.
God,
grew.
I like that guy.
Yeah. Tyreek Evans.
All right, let's go to Greg in San Jose. What's up, Greg? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
I think we're in a space where Warriors fans need to be realistic.
Thank you.
And understand that when we beat Boston for title number 4, that was the gravy. That was the cherry on top.
Wow.
That was the one where we won and we shouldn't have won. I want to cherish the time that Steph's here, but at some point in time, we got to bridge what this looks like next versus mortgaging a team where, if it gets down to it, we can't guard Jokic. And we don't have a second scorer, so trying to get a fifth championship without that, with the continued way we turn the ball over, that's a stretch. So I think enjoy Steph and Draymond and Looney, but realize if we don't retool, that the fourth one was the cherry on top. All right, guys, thanks.
Yeah, that's something. That's something I kind of believe too.
Steiny, I would love for somebody to give a comp to that Warrior title in 22 coming out of nowhere in any other sport and the NBA. Like that was, you got to win 4 out of 7. They were down 1-0, 0-1, and down 1-2 to Boston and came back and won it. But like you said, Steiny, the team thought they were probably done and they won it all.
Looking at some of these all rookie first teams.
Give it to me.
Well, I'm not.
Give me some.
There's some good ones. 2020, 2021. Sadiq Bey, first-team all-rookie.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
He beat the Warriors on the game winner.
Jayshon Tate, Houston. Let me go back. 2019-20, Ja Morant, obviously great player.
Yeah.
Kendrick Nunn. Yeah. Hell, the Warriors had him, I think, in a summer league. Brandon Clark, Zion Williamson, Eric Paschal. I mean,
man.
Marvin Bagley III. No longer in the league, was a first-team all-rookie player.
It's hard. I get it. I get what you're saying.
There you go. Ben Simmons. He was a first-team all-rookie player. Hey, you want Malcolm Brogdon?
What's left of him?
Yeah, he's actually playing now for Washington. I'm sorry. He's losing now for Washington.
That's a four.
You know, he's
he can run up and down.
Sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's about 32, 34.
They could use his skill set. Let's just, if Melton is missed, Brogdon could come in here and get buckets because that's what he can do.
Problem with getting Brogdon is you're probably going to have to take somebody pretty lousy.
Poole.
I was going to think like Kuzma.
Well, I like Kuzma.
Yeah, I know.
He can
do.
Score the ball.
He's like Tyreek Evans.
Dude.
Let's go to Frankie's in San Rafael. This is going to be interesting. Frankie.
Oh, man, they traded away their heart, dude. He's... They traded away Klay Thompson over a little bit of money. Mm. All they had to do was pay him. That guy's worth $8 billion. The owner bought him for $400 million. And now they're not going to win it. Now, maybe if they go grab that guy from Milwaukee, I don't know if the talk is still on. But for them to win the world championship, absolutely not. You can chalk up Boston to go back-to-back on that. That team puts up 140 points a night most of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and let me ask you this. I don't know how you guys view the Warriors situation, but a team like the Warriors. Like, I never think about the Eastern Conference team. Like, okay, let's say he's right. Yeah, they can't beat Boston. Okay, I kind of agree with that. But, you know, if you play them in the finals, then that's when you worry about them. Like, I only think about the Western Conference teams, and we'll figure out the Eastern Conference team when we get that far. No, I mean, Boston looks like they're the best team in the league. Cleveland's pretty good right now. But, Al is in San Francisco. What's up, Al? How you doing?
Hey, man, thank you guys for putting me on here. Sure. Hope you guys had a blessed Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Back at you.
Yeah. I just want to talk about the Warriors, man. You know, they're good, but they just have that little thorn in the flesh during that, the fourth quarter, the last 4 minutes or 5 minutes. They need Wiggins to score like he did the other game where he scored 30 points. If Wiggins can score 20 or more points, I think they're legit. And if Kuminga can help out a little bit where he's helping, that's cool. Buddy Hield should start with Curry at guard. That would take the pressure off of Curry because then you have two deadly shooters that they're going to have the key. They can't double-team both of them, so they're going to have to double-team one, and it'll open up the shot for the other one. If they put Hield in there, bring Podolski off of the bench and let Hield start with Curry as a point guard. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
I think we're rapidly approaching seeing if that can pop, Stoddy, because I'm telling you, he's right. You can't double both.
Every solution's got, you know, got some
drawbacks,
consequences. Yeah. And
but right now you need scoring.
But to me, like Buddy Hield, he's played 20 games. He's been really good in half and not so great. Well, I shouldn't say that. But, but if you I heard the guys talking about his splits, you know, in the Warriors' 12 wins, he's been unreal.
Yeah.
In their 8 losses, he's been not very good. But that's who Buddy Hield is. Like, to me, Buddy Hield was a great signing. Why? Because you're getting exactly what you thought you'd get out of Buddy Hield. Melton, that didn't work out. He played 6 games. You saw a role for him, but the injuries got him. And so that one hurts. And then Kyle Anderson is somewhere to me in the middle where he's helping, but maybe you want him to help a little more. But
he just is who he is.
Kyle Anderson is an acquired taste. I can see why people watch him and say, I don't really get what he does. Yeah. But what he does is stuff that coaches appreciate, but a lot of us can't see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Vucevic is someone I've been eyeing for years now. Not sure when he's a free agent. Well, he's got this year and next, and he's making reasonable money, Vucevic. But I got to believe that they might want to give you Zach LaVine, too. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't want Zach LaVine. Like, I always feel like there's certain players that, hey, Zani, would you want this guy? Nah, nah, nah. And I say nah all the time. But then after a while, you realize, well, the guy doesn't stink.
No, he does not.
And so sometimes you can find a guy who's Andrew Wiggins, you know. His value wasn't really high when the Warriors got him, and he's been mostly the player that they acquired. but he did have a stretch where he helped him win a title. You know, are there players like Wiggins out there that are undervalued right now on another team that you see, if we got him in here, he would change the dynamic of the team.
And speaking of Wiggins, Donnie, I was just thinking around the league. I can't think of another player in a league that is numbers, numbers, shots, like a Wiggins to where he's an enigma to where you got to kind of hope he's aggressive.
That tells me that he's not.
That's what makes it just so painful.
That tells me he does not love the game of basketball.
And the question would be, why?
Because I've always looked at Andrew Wiggins as somebody who's got a, like, I think he thinks, and rightfully so, there's things that are more important than basketball. There just are. And
but that consumes you to not be aggressive when you're on the hardwood 48 minutes or 29 to 32, 30. He's so good, man. That's what I'm saying. He's not a superstar, but you know what I mean. He is a, if I want to call him sidekick, that's not even shade. It's a compliment. He can defend. He can jump. He can shoot from three. He can do his little the float game, but seven, and again, it was seven shots when the game's begging.
I guess what's
over.
I guess what's really frustrating is
I'm still waiting.
Yes,
I'm Forrest Gump at the bus stop.
We had this discussion for 5 years, yeah. And it went away for 3 months. Once
it did, it really did. And I think Willard said that, our guy Willard, he said this yesterday when Kuminga and Wiggins are on the court. The difference is, when Kuminga's out there, Steiny, and he has an opportunity, he's taking it from Wiggins because Wiggins is letting him take it from him because he's so shy. Like, Kuminga's like, oh,
they're the same player.
Well, that you would hope.
No, they are.
Wiggins has way more polish than Kuminga.
Yeah.
Or explosiveness goes to Kuminga. No, yeah, all day. Did you see that?
They complement each other terribly.
Oh, well.
That's, terribly.
Yeah, I think that's an issue.
It is an issue. It is.
What but something say? The greatest coach couldn't fix.
I don't think so. No, I mean, just break down that. You were going to say something.
Oh, I threw on the fourth quarter of the game the other night against Denver.
They lost.
They gave Kuminga the ball, and he came from the side, and it looked like he did a Dominique Wilkins. Had the ball at the bottom right by his pelvic area, and a guy was waiting on him. It was Jokic. Went up so fast and just smashed it.
Oh.
And I was like, that was Dark Knight-like. The dude's got gifts is all I'm saying.
He's
man.
Got yeah, gifts got like December 24th around the Christmas tree. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com, BayAreaOilChange.com.